to Tango Mobile. That was a surely an expensive stop.
The alternative, go to Oldies. Them high dollar groceries is too much for us.
The brands they carry and everything. But I expected that. Of course, I bought a they had I have round roast on sale today for $6.99 a pound. And I got me about a 2.5 pound one, which is going in the crock pot Saturday night with potatoes and carrots and beef broth and mushrooms, and I'll have me a good meal on Sunday and for the next few days after that.
Yeah, I know you don't like Aldi's. We don't see any difference in the brands. I used to not like their pork and beans, but anymore I'm used to them and I don't know the difference in them. Always like Van Camp's. The more stuff's got so high, it's just double what it used to be. And I don't know, Vernicia's happy there, so if she's happy, I'm happy.
The chief cook and bottle washer says she's happy with where you're going to buy stuff for her to cook with. You don't argue with her. I mean, that's a losing case if you try to do that.
As well as I can, Aldi's is even increasing. But they still beat the heck out of everybody else. But always shop some at Ingles and shop some at Walmart. But it just depends on what it is. And I'd say probably 90% of what we get is at Aldi's. I think they got over 8,000 stores now in the United States and growing like weeds.
Well, actually, Publix is really closer for me, and I've been dealing with them for years. I know I go in and butcher when I need something from the butcher shop. I can talk to them, and they'll fix me up what I want. If there's something, if I'm not finding what I need, vegetables area, I can talk to them and find out. Oh, we got that in the back. So you know, things like that. It's a case of. I've been going there for so long, I know most of the people on a first name basis, and one of the two young ladies that bags my groceries, and they're all young to me, no matter how old they are, because most of them are younger than I am. Anyway, I like the way they bag my groceries. They know the way I like them bagged, and they'll take them out to the car and load them for me, knowing I've got to unload them, so. Anyway, but, you know, I was also stocking up on some essentials today. And the essentials are not cheap, so anyway, but it's a good day out here. It's 61 now. It's supposed to get up to 71 by the time the afternoon rolls around.
Publix is a wonderful store, and they usually have wonderful people there, and I even like their pharmacy. The Ingles is the same way. Most of the time, they just got great people and very helpful and one of everything. Ingles is closer to us, and so out of convenience we'll use that some of the time. But it's considerably more expensive than Aldi's. But and you know, it's funny, the Aldi's in Greer, Bernice don't like it, and I agree with her. The one in Taylor's is a lot better store. And I can't tell you the why of it, but, yes, I can. The manager, he's just absolutely master at arms. I mean, he's there all the time and keeps things squared away. I really like him. But, it looks like it's going to get up to 73 today, Rusty. And I looked at those CD-ROM players and that, and Triminately, there's a zillion different kinds. The most popular one, I think, was 1995, and then they had one that had a case with it, and it was a little better, and it was $29.95. But I don't know if all of them will read in software or not.
I'll send you the link to the one I've got, which it can be used to play music if you're hooked into the speakers. Because I do it if I'm hooked into the speakers in the computer. computer. I can play music through the speakers or, you know, through the computer. And it also handles any, most any of those will work. And I'll, let me see which one I've got at home, and I'll send you the link to it here in a little bit. I'm going to go home and unload, put up groceries, and then I'll go out and get my hair cut about 12:30, and then go buy me some lunch. So, there just about any one of them will work, Tom. It's just, you know, you want to get one that's got the proper connection for your new computer. All right, let me see what this call is about. I'll catch up to you in a few minutes. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, thanks, Rusty. This is N0TR, clear.
Wait a minute. Somebody trying to sell me something, and I've told them to put me on their do not call list. I don't know how many times. Maybe this time this young lady will be smart and do it.
Banking? N0TR. Yeah, I didn't order any of those things, Rusty. I was just looking at them there on Amazon, and they had a bunch of different ones. Well, I think we're going to go out and work on a leaf pile as soon as it warms up enough. It's just up to 60 now, and they said it'd be 2 or 3 o'clock before it gets up to 73. And we just had cereal for breakfast, and then Bernice made some of these crescent roll things with cherries in them. Boy, they're good. So we had a little, couple of those little rolls, and it's Rice Krispies with raisin bran mixed in with it, I guess, but no raisins. And just sitting there watching Mountain Men.
Put Special K with blueberries in it, and because I keep that. I like their cereals, and I keep them in the canisters. And then I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out to the barbecue place and have one of their lunch specials today. Their lunch baskets, and you know, you get a entree and two sides and a drink for $8. So you can't argue with that. It's a good deal. So I'm going to go try that. Or if I want to go $10, I might get the short ribs today. Just depends upon how I feel when I get there. And I'm about back to the house. I got to go in and unload, and then I'll go in there and pull up the external drive I bought, and I'll send you the link to it. Catch up to you in a few minutes. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Oh, I was sitting there yawning. And not envying and these guys up there around the Arctic Circle while we're watching on Mountain Men. Too cold for this old man. W2T and 0TR 73 clear.